Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. In How to Budget and Manage Your Money, Financial Planning Book for Beginners, Rachel Mercer offers an essential guide to taking control of your financial life. Mercer, a seasoned financial advisor, breaks down complex financial concepts into easily digestible strategies that any beginner can follow. This book is part of the Smart Personal Money Management series and lays the foundation for transforming one's approach to money. Mercer highlights not just the importance of budgeting and managing money effectively, but also provides practical steps on how to achieve financial goals. Through her guidance, readers learn how to save money faster, pay off debt, and ultimately gain a sense of financial freedom and security. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding your money mindset. Rachel Mercer begins by addressing the reader's relationship with money, emphasizing that the first step towards effective financial management is understanding your own money mindset. She delves into the psychological aspects of money management, explaining how emotions and personal beliefs about money significantly influence spending and saving habits. Mercer provides tools for identifying and overcoming negative beliefs that hinder financial growth. She encourages readers to adopt a positive money mindset as a foundation for building healthy financial habits. By understanding and adjusting one's attitudes towards money, Mercer argues that individuals are better equipped to manage their finances responsibly and with confidence. Secondly, creating a budget that works for you. A central theme of the book is the crucial role budgeting plays in personal finance. Mercer outlines a step-by-step guide to creating a realistic and flexible budget tailored to individual financial situations and goals. She underscores the importance of tracking income and expenses to identify unnecessary expenditures and allocate funds towards savings and debt repayment. Mercer introduces readers to various budgeting methods, such as the zero-based budget and the 50-30-20 rule, providing examples to help readers understand how to apply these methods to their own finances. Additionally, she discusses the use of budgeting tools and apps to simplify the process and ensure ongoing success in managing money. Thirdly, saving money. Effectively, Mercer dedicates an entire section to the art of saving money, offering actionable advice on how to increase savings regardless of one's income. She discusses the importance of establishing an emergency fund as a financial safety net and provides strategies for prioritizing savings goals, such as retirement or a down payment on a home. Mercer also explores ways to cut expenses without sacrificing quality of life, including negotiating bills, reducing energy costs, and taking advantage of discounts and rewards programs. She emphasizes the power of compounding interest and advocates for early and consistent savings contributions to maximize financial growth over time. Fourthly, strategies for paying off debt. In her approach to debt management, Mercer offers clear, practical strategies for paying off debt efficiently. She explains the difference between good debt and bad debt and highlights the psychological and financial benefits of becoming debt-free. Mercer introduces readers to various debt repayment strategies, such as the debt snowball and debt avalanche methods, and explains how to choose the most effective plan based on individual debt situations. She also touches on the importance of maintaining good credit and discusses how to use credit wisely to avoid falling back into a cycle of debt. Mercer's guidance extends to negotiating with creditors and to understanding rights and responsibilities as a borrower. Lastly, long-term financial planning. The final key topic Mercer addresses is the importance of long-term financial planning. She explains that managing money effectively is not just about short-term gains, but about securing a stable financial future. Mercer covers essential aspects of financial planning, including retirement savings, investments, insurance, and estate planning. She provides insightful advice on how to set realistic financial goals, assess risk tolerance, and diversify investments to protect and grow wealth. Mercer emphasizes the value of consulting with financial professionals to tailor a long-term strategy that aligns with personal goals and changing financial circumstances. In conclusion, Rachel Mercer's How to Budget and Manage Your Money, Financial Planning Book for Beginners, is an invaluable resource for anyone looking to improve their financial well-being. Whether you are struggling to keep up with bills, planning for a big purchase, or simply seeking to enhance your money management skills, this book offers practical, proven strategies to help you achieve your financial goals. Mercer's guide is especially beneficial for beginners who may feel overwhelmed by the complexity of personal finance. By breaking down key concepts into accessible insights and actionable steps, Mercer empowers readers to take control of their finances and build a secure financial future. Thus, this book is a must-read for anyone who wishes to live a financially free and fulfilling life. If you would like to support Rachel Mercer, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.